A suicidal ground service agent at SeaTac International Airport stole a turboprop plane, did some stunts, and then crashed into an island south of the airport. Nick Junka witnessed the incident and is a former employee who used to work with the guy.
He was a good guy. It was a couple years ago or a year and a half ago. I would have never dreamed of this individual doing this. Never.
Alaska Airlines says the suicidal worker helped direct aircraft to gates and de-ice planes. Crews are working furiously to keep a Southern California wildfire from burning more homes south of Los Angeles, while firefighters in the north have finally gained ground against major blazes. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says there is some encouraging news for Southern California.
We actually don't have red flag warnings here, and there's a good reason for that. The marine layer that is pretty typical for Southern California along the coast anyway is actually going to penetrate further to the east, so that holy fire is going to benefit from higher humidity. I'm not talking about rainfall, but if you can get a little bit of help, that is going to go a long way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.